with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump has announced a new shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end its three-year war in Ukraine. He said 2 weeks ago he would implement severe tariffs on Russia unless a peace deal is reached by early September. The president now says he would give Putin 10 to 12 days from Monday instead. In remarks this morning from Turnberry, Scotland, President Trump asserts that the U.S. will be partnering with other nations to provide humanitarian aid to Gaza.
We've been sending in a lot of food. A lot of the food that's been going there has been sent by the United States. I spoke yesterday with the president of the European Union, Ursula, who was terrific also on the subject, and she's going to play a big role also in helping us. So we have a good group of countries that are going to help with the humanitarian needs, which is food, sanitation, and some other things.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been meeting with the president in Scotland. President Trump announcing a landmark trade agreement between the U.S. and the EU. Correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
The deal is a major victory for American energy and economic leadership. The European Commission is committed to purchasing $750 billion in U.S. energy exports, ensuring America's role as a global energy powerhouse. The EU also pledges an additional $600 billion in new investments beyond prior commitments. The agreement strengthens transatlantic ties, but also delivers a significant win for American workers, industries, and the broader economy. Ken Lorman reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher following their record-setting run last week. The Dow up 7 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 52 points now. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Oregon. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state cannot require a Christian woman to accept LGBT ideology in order to be allowed to adopt a child. In order to apply to the Oregon Adoption Agency, an individual must promise to help the potential adopted child live as the opposite sex if he or she wishes. A three-judge panel of the court found that the state was violating the woman's First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An AP North poll finds that America's stance on abortion is mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. About two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases versus one-third that does not. About half of adults also say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Following word of a U.S. trade deal with the European Union, top American and Chinese trade officials have arrived in Stockholm for a new round of talks. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and China's vice premier are meeting at the offices of the Swedish prime minister. There's speculation these talks could set the stage for a possible meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi later this year. Chinese online retailer Temu is being accused by European Union regulators of breaching the bloc's digital rules by failing to stop the sale of illegal products. The preliminary findings released today follow an investigation under the bloc's Digital Services Act. It requires online platforms to keep users safe by not selling products that fail to comply with EU guidelines. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.